A small group staged a protest in front of a Chinatown flower shop on Wednesday, asking passersby to stop shopping there until the small business owner, Jenny Zhang, upholds her responsibilities to her residential tenants. Since the beginning of the month, all seven tenants of Yang's six-bedroom rooming house, located above Wynn's Flowers on Dundas Street West, have withheld their rent. They said they will continue to do so until Zhang deals with a slew of alleged long-standing issues, bedbugs, rats, a broken washer-dryer and more. Can you buy flowers from here knowing the conditions that the tenants are living in upstairs? Lily Shaw, a volunteer with local group Friends of Chinatown, asked the crowd. No, they shouted back. We decided to hold this protest to tell Jenny that she cannot hide her actions, and that if she is going to act this way, then everybody is going to know, said Shaw. In an interview with Toronto Today after the protest on Wednesday, Zhang denied any wrongdoing. Since 2023, Toronto landlords have faced an increasing number of rent strikes. Shaw said this is the first in Chinatown's history. Clifford Wade, a resident of the rooming house at 564 Dundas Street W, delivered a speech at the protest on December 18, 2024. Wade said he is participating in the rent strike until his landlord meets tenants' demands. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Heating issues, lease troubles. Clifford Wade, who lives in the rooming house, alleged in a speech on Wednesday that Zhang has failed to uphold her legal responsibilities. He said the landlord did not turn on the heat in the property until December, after a city bylaw officer posted a notice on the door at tenants urging. We were very cold in the night, he said. Zhang said it took time to get a repair person out to fix the broken heater, but that the issue is now resolved. By law, Toronto landlords must heat their properties to a minimum of 21 degrees from September 15 to June 1. Under city bylaws, heat-related requests are considered urgent and landlords are expected to deal with broken heaters in a timely manner. Wade also alleged that when he and a friend moved into the property in September, Zhang failed to provide him with a lease and with keys. He said in an interview on Monday that without a key, he was forced to sleep on the street one night because he was unable to reach other tenants to let him in. Zhang denied that Wade is a tenant. She alleged her rental agreement was with Wade's friend, who has since moved out. Wade said this is a lie. He said Zhang promised to rent them the unit long-term but has since changed her tune because she wants to turn it into an Airbnb. Wade said his roommate only moved out after facing aggressive behavior from Zhang. This woman is a liar, a compulsive liar, he alleged. On December 16, 2024, tenant Baoqing Han showed Toronto Today evidence of a bed bug infestation in her bedroom. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Bed bugs, Wi-Fi problems. Wade said in his speech Wednesday that Zhang has also not eradicated a long-standing bedbug problem at the property. Toronto Today saw evidence of an infestation there on Monday. Zhang claimed the bedbug problem was caused by tenants. Under Ontario law, landlords are responsible for eradicating bedbugs, regardless of their origin. On Wednesday, Shaw said Zhang has also failed to fix a broken washer-dryer that has been out of commission for about 6 months. Zhang said the washer-dryer is not included in tenants' lease agreements. Shaw disputed this and claimed Zhang has been unwilling to provide any of her tenants with written leases. Legally, the tenants have implied leases, which includes washer and dryer, because they were a service and working when they moved in, she said. Shaw alleged Zhang also turned off the property's Wi-Fi for 5 days in November. She said service was only restored after tenants delivered Zhang a letter outlining numerous concerns about the property. Zhang acknowledged there was a brief internet outage but said it occurred as a result of switching Wi-Fi providers. Wade said his landlord's behavior has taken a toll on his wellness. It takes an impact on each and every one of us in a different way, in terms of our mental health, he described. Everybody should be at peace, man. I mean, life is hard enough as it is. A Friends of Chinatown volunteer engages the crowd in a chant at the protest on December 18, 2024 in Toronto, Ont. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Are landlords taking advantage? An employee of a business on Dundas Street West watched part of the protest on Wednesday morning before going to work. He said he is concerned landlords in the area are taking advantage of tenants by charging high rent, filling the properties with as many people as possible and not maintaining proper standards. A lot of people are just doing it for profit, said the man, who asked Toronto Today not to use his name for fear of employment repercussions. Safety, in the properties, is a number one concern for me. Shaw said Zhang charges a monthly rent of between $800 and $1,200 for each of the 6 units in her rooming house, resulting in total revenue of at least $5,100 every month. Zhang said her rental costs are comparable to others in the neighborhood. She said the protest staged Wednesday hurt her business and that one of her employees in the shop at the time felt scared. She told Toronto Today she believed the protest was illegal but did not specify on what grounds. Under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, people are free to peacefully assemble and protest. Boycott call. Shaw said a lot of Wynn's Flowers customers shop at the store because it's been a long-standing business in the community and they are unaware of how she treats her tenants. Now that they know, she's hopeful people will boycott the store until the situation is rectified. I think it's important that people in the community come together and tell Jenny that this is not acceptable behavior, she said.